Well, things went all right last night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers against the Augusta Green Jackets in the first game of a three-game stretch. They will look to replicate it tonight as the Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets battle for the second time this week in a three-game stretch in front of a decent crowd at Atrium Health Ballpark. Some cloudy and rainy skies as the Ballers and Green Jackets battle here on this Saturday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi on the call for you today on Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com and in the MILB First Pitch app. Jake Peppers gets the start for the Ballers today on the mound, 3-5 on the season, a 4.57 ERA. He's listed at 6'3", 190 pounds, a ninth-round pick out of Jacksonville State. Jake Peppers making his 15th start of 2024. He'll be opposite the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization. Augusta has faced Peppers twice already prior to this outing, and Peppers has had some success, so we'll see what comes of this evening's showdown in a beautiful Kannapolis, North Carolina. It is Luis Quinipa, the leadoff batter for the Augusta Green Jackets, digging in. Number 8 overall prospect in the Braves organization in his second appearance in a Green Jackets uniform, as out comes home plate umpire in a Richie Arredondo. He's going to offer a couple of signs and signals. Apparently a little bit of a lightning over in the distance, as now the lights are not on here on the field. We'll see what comes of that. 7:04 is your first pitch time. It's in there for a called strike. Nothing and one on Luis Quinipa. 7:04 is your first pitch time. And it is 80 degrees here and a very overcast and rainy skies here in Kannapolis. Peppers is 0-1 sprayed down the line and right heads up. And it is 0-2 now to Luis Quinipa. Now the lights come on. We're under the lights here in the Kannapolis. A very dark and overcast night with a lot of rain in the area. We are playing baseball through the drizzle, though, as Peppers is set 0-2 on the way to Quinipa. Upstairs on a fastball, it is 1-2. Quinipa, Heel, and Junior Garcia, the three due up for the Augusta Green Jackets under the leadership of Winston Sawyer in his first season with Augusta. 1-2. Up and away, Peppers with a fastball at 97 is up and away, 2-2. Peppers pitching on a little bit more rest than he normally gets. 2-2 on the way. This one lifted in the air center field by Quinipa. Coming in, Alvaro Aguero under it. Called off, though, and a collision in center. Wilbur Sanchez at short comes out and makes the play. Aguero called it, but Sanchez made the catch, a P6 for the first out. John Heel, the shortstop, due up. So in the case of I got it, and Sanchez makes the play on the pop-up in the shallow center. Thankfully, crisis averted. It is one down, top first, and John Heel, the shortstop, digging in against Jake Peppers. As we mentioned, 3-5 on the year, a 4.57 ERA. First pitch to Heel is in there on a fastball called strike, nothing and one. Peppers normally has pitched every Wednesday since the start of the season. He's played every Wednesday game, playing on a Saturday for the first time all season. 0-1 swung on, fouled off by Heel. It is nothing and two. This is the first start for Peppers all season in which it's not a Wednesday game. For the 6'3" righty from Jacksonville State, definitely working at a little higher velo tonight with the more rest. 0-2 up and away. Check swing, did he go? No, and Heel works with a 1-2 count. Peppers works with a four-seam fastball, a changeup, and a slider. That fastball sitting at 96-97. It is humming in there. The ease for Jake Peppers. 1-2 to Heel. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And when you got the fastball working like that, the slider plays as well. It's a strikeout for Heel. Two outs now in the inning. First punch out for Peppers. And now due up is Junior Garcia, the left fielder. Rain coming down again here in Kannapolis. It's pretty much on and off. For the last about 30 minutes, it's been on and off rain quite consistently here at Atrium Health Ballpark, but we continue playing. Garcia digging in. First pitch from Peppers, low and inside for ball one, a 1-0 count. Garcia, the left fielder, bats third in the order. Isaiah Drake in center field bats in the cleanup spot. Wilver Dung, first baseman, with a two RBI night yesterday, hits fifth. Cade Kernan, right, bats sixth. Batting seventh is the second baseman, Luis Sanchez. Harry Owen, catcher, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the third baseman, Joe Olsovsky. 1-0 is inside from Peppers on a fastball. They quickly, it becomes a 2-0 count. Defensively for Kannapolis, Nishida, Aguero, and Wolko. Left to right in the outfield, in the infield, Alexi Hernandez, Wilber Sanchez, Mason Dennison, and first baseman is Yonaker Betancourt. Behind the dish is Rony Hernandez, as Garcia now has a 2-1 count. That one is fouled off by Junior Garcia. Garcia, in his first game in a Green Jackets uniform last night, was 0-4. 2-1 from Peppers on the way, grounded foul, and it's quickly 2-2. Rain continuing to come down here in Kannapolis. The top three in the order not changing from yesterday for the Augusta Green Jackets. And Aguanipa, Hill, and Garcia, all three added to the roster yesterday from the Florida Complex League. The Braves pulling up a couple of their young stars to play for Augusta. 2-2 from Peppers, low and inside, and the count works to full at 3-2. Wind is blowing in from left field tonight in the second game of a three-game series. Today is the penultimate game between the Green Jackets and the Ballers in the 2024 regular season. 3-2 in a center. Alvaro Aguero backtracking under it, has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Jake Peppers. Can't ask for better than that. And we will go to the bottom of the first inning. Still scoreless between the Ballers and the Green Jackets as Davis Polo gets the start for Augusta. We'll give you all the details when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Davis Polo, the starter on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. Tonight listed at 6'1", 150 pounds. He's 19 years old from Cali, Colombia, an international free agent signee in 2022 for the Augusta Green Jackets affiliate team in the Atlanta Braves. As Davis Polo gets the start, Riku Nishida will dig in and lead off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Wilber Sanchez and Arxi Hernandez to follow in this bottom of the first inning. It is Davis Polo on the bump. As time called in the infield, home plate umpire and Richie Arredondo getting a reset of the pitch clock here. Nishida, Sanchez, and Hernandez do up. First pitch from Polo is lined in a left. That'll drop for a base knock, and that will be a base hit for Riku Nishida just like that. It's one on and nobody out for Wilber Sanchez. Sanchez stands in two games in a row reaching base. Nishida gets on with a leadoff single just like that. Arxi Hernandez at third base is on deck awaiting for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Again, out of the Chicago White Sox organization under the leadership of substitute manager and Mike Gellinger. While Patrick Leland is up in Cooperstown with his dad, Sanchez lays a bunt down. It's a beauty. Davis Polo can't make a clean play. Diving was Olsovsky, and Olsovsky kind of distracted Polo, if anything, on that. It is an infield single for Wilber Sanchez. A tough play for Polo. So that's two on now for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Nobody out, and it's Arxie Hernandez digging in. Arxie Hernandez digs in with two on and nobody out. Ballers in green jackets here in this Saturday night showdown. Arxie's first pitch in there called strike, nothing and one. Nishina's at second and Sanchez at first for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who have gotten off to a good start against Davis Polo. The righty is 1-6 on the season with a 3.93 ERA. 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Harry Owen. It is 1-1. Arxie Hernandez at third base in the third spot. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot is Roni Hernandez. Batting fifth is Yonaker Betancourt at first base. Sixth is George Wolko in right field. Seventh, Albertson Ossie in the DH. Eighth is Mason Dennison, second baseman. And batting ninth is Alvaro Aguero, as Arxie lifts the 1-1 into left center. Drifting over is Isaiah Drake. Garcia in left, though, makes the play for the out. Throw in to third base is a beauty. So an F7 for Arxie. First out is had. Roni Hernandez, the catcher, will stand in now for Kannapolis. So Ballers already getting some base runners on early here against Davis Polo, who has appeared once against Kannapolis. That was back in mid-May, back down in Augusta. He allowed 7 runs on 4 2/3 innings. Bit of a rough go of it for sure for Davis Polo last time out against the Ballers, as Roni grounds this one to second. Played by Sanchez, throw to second, pulled off the bag, and everyone's going to be safe. It's an infield error and a ground ball, the E4 from Sanchez at the second base bag, so an E4. And that is the first error of the game for Augusta. Everyone is going to be safe. Everyone moves up a base. So base is loaded, one out, and it's Yonaker Betancourt digging in. Pretty clear throwing error from Luis Sanchez at second base. Loads the bases for the Ballers with one out in the inning. Yonaker Betancourt digging in. Pitch on the way from Polo is a fastball. It is just a bit inside for ball one. Betancourt in his second game back with the Kannapolis Cannonballers after some time he was not actually with a team. Signed as a free agent again by the White Sox back in 2024. This one inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now on Yonaker Betancourt. Defensively for Augusta tonight, Garcia, Drake, and Kern left to right in the outfield. In the infield, it'll go Olsovsky, Heel, Sanchez, and Verdung. Behind the dish is Harry Owen as Betancourt lines the 2-0 into left. That'll drop for a base hit. Two runners are headed for the plate. Nishida and Sanchez score. Wild throw gets behind home plate. Polo fields, but up to third, Hernandez. And Yonaker Betancourt is on with an RBI base hit. And it's 2-0 Kannapolis. It'll be a single and then an error as well. So two runners cross the plate. Betancourt up to first, and then an E7 behind it gets him up to second. So time called here, and out comes Elvin Nina, pitching coach for the Augusta Green Jackets. So a base hit for Yonaker Betancourt puts a couple runners across, and Kannapolis already in business again. They score in the first inning another time here in this 2024 season, and the second time in this series as well. And Wolko is going to stand in, and a big opportunity here for Kannapolis to just keep adding more. Already a pair of errors on the board for the Augusta Green Jackets. The errant throw from the left fielder Garcia allows the runners to move up. So Hernandez up to third, and two runners cross in Nishida and Sanchez. Wolko digs in with one out, two on. First pitch, this one lined into right center. That's going to get into the gap. Drop and roll for a couple of base runners on, and Hernandez and Betancourt will score. A two RBI single for George Wolko, and the good times keep on rolling for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Another RBI base hit for Wolko. It's his second game in a row with multiple RBI. That's two on for the Kannapolis offense on the board. So it's 4-0 Ballers in the first, and now Albert Sanasi, and they'll dig in, the seventh batter of the inning. So Albert Sanasian gets another chance to bat for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. With Wolko at second. Another huge opportunity for Kannapolis to keep adding as time called in the infield. They'll get a reset of the pitch clock. Ossian is at the plate with Wolko at second. Another double for George. Davis Polo. Kind of struggling in this outing so far. First pitch in there called strike. Nothing and one on Albert Sanasian. A pair of errors has certainly helped the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight in getting a couple of early runs. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is a foul ball straight back. And Ossian has a nothing and two count. Nothing and two on Ossian with Dennison awaiting on deck for Kannapolis. Nothing and two, Polo sets. Pitch on the way to Albertson. Fastball upstairs, part of the plate though. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Davis Polo has his first punch out of the night, second out of the inning. Two down now, and Mason Dennison, eighth batter of the inning, will stand in. So first appearance at Atrium Health Ballpark for Mason Dennison. Signed as a free agent in 2024 by the Chicago White Sox out of Kaiser. The Naples, Florida native Mason Dennison. First pitch is a little bit off the plate and away for ball one. Dennison at second base tonight. A little bit of a utility guy, can play all around the infield. Playing at second tonight. He's also played at first and short. Polo is set, 1-0 on the way. Dennison swings and fouls it back. It is even at 1-1. Dennison definitely lanky at 6'4", 180 pounds. He's 25 years of age and played at Kaiser. In 2022, played with the Glacier Range Riders in the Pioneer League. Tallied a single and a double in four games with the Arizona Complex League team this year. 1-1 in the right field, heads up in the terrace. It is 1-2. Wolko will head back to second base. It is 1-2 on Mason Dennison. Nine-hole batter Alvaro Aguero awaiting on deck. Dennison had a home run in the last game of the series last week in Myrtle Beach. Added a two-run homer against the Pelicans. It's his only hit that he's accumulated for Kannapolis this season. Polo is set with Wolko at second. Pitch on the way from the righty, swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs, and Mason Dennison down on strikes. Polo has a pair of punch-outs, but damage done. The Ballers will leave one stranded, but they tally four runs in the inning on a couple of hits, and Kannapolis is in business early. Four hits, two errors on the board for the Green Jackets, and one runner left on. Peppers back to the bump, but we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Tally Live.
Thank you.
Jake Peppers back on the mound. First pitch of the inning to Isaiah Drake. Lifted into right just like that. First pitch, first out. As it's an F9 for out number one just like that. Peppers has faced four batters and all four have been sat down. Wilver Dung, the first baseman, will stand in now against Jake Peppers. Ballers have gotten off to a pretty good start. 4-0 Ballers in the top of the second with one out. Annapolis again off to a fantastic start as Wilver Dung digs in. He had a home run and an RBI double in last night's outing. First pitch from Peppers is a little bit off the plate and away for ball one. Peppers again from Jacksonville State. Ninth round pick in 2023. He offers this one in there for a called strike. It is 1-1. Now on Wilver Dung. Pitch on the way from Peppers. 1-1 is in there. 1-2. Peppers working at a pretty good pace tonight. The Crossville Alabama native. Again, going, of course, to Jacksonville State, the former Gamecock. Digging in tonight for the Green Jackets, Wilver Dung. And a pair of RBI. This one, a weakly tapped foul. And the count is 1-2. Now to Wilver Dung. Cade Kern, the batter, on deck for the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization. Of course, a very highly touted organization. We know how successful they are at the major league level as Peppers' pitch a little bit low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes here on the batter in Wilver Dung. Peppers will work from the wind. 2-2 on the way. Grounded up the middle. Second baseman and Dennison makes the play. Throw to first in time for the out. And there is out number two of the inning. So digging in for the Green Jackets. Nobody on. It's Cade Kern. Cade Kern will stand in. Two outs and nobody on base. Jake Peppers in his last outing had a bit of a rough go of it. This one fouled off. It is nothing and one. As Peppers, his last outing, 4-4. He walked four batters in four innings, allowed three runs, five of those in total, but three earned. Against Myrtle Beach last Wednesday, 0-1 a bit low for ball one. Cade Kern in right field today. Eight games in a row, he's reached base. He had a pair of walks yesterday. As Peppers works from the line. 1-1 in the way. Grounded foul down the third baseline. 1-2. Clouds rolling in. It is getting darker and darker by the second. It feels like here in Kannapolis. 4-0 Ballers in the top of the second. Peppers winds. 1-2. Popped up, shallow right, left field, I should say. Sanchez backtracking, coming in, no Nishida. And the catch is made for the out. And that is it for the top of the second. Peppers gets through it pretty quickly. A fly out, a ground out, and another fly out. Makes it 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Bottom two, Ballers will bat Aguero, Nishida, and Sanchez on the Ballers Baseball Network and Dally Live. Alvaro Aguero leads it off here in this bottom of the second inning. Ballers and Green Jackets battle. Second time this week. It is the penultimate game for these two sides. Tomorrow will be the final time they play in the regular season unless the Green Jackets are able to rally and get a playoff spot. They will not face the Ballers again this season. Swing and a miss for strike one. Alvaro Aguero, Riku Nishita, Wilbur Sanchez are the three due up. 0-1 is a little bit inside. Didn't miss by much. A ball and a strike on Alvaro Aguero. Still batting a crispy 393. Aguero had a good night last night as he reached base a couple of times and was able to score a run in that third inning. This one fouled off. A ball and two strikes on Alvaro Aguero. Anyone in the starting lineup last night for Kannapolis ended up scoring a run in that third inning alone. 1-2 up and away, even at 2-2. It's Kannapolis and Augusta played again, of course, last night. 13-3 was your final. Aldrin Batista tied a season high with six innings pitched, and it was a good night for the offense. 2-2 grounded up the middle, played by Sanchez, and Aguero is out on a 4-3 put out. Four out number one, top of the order, Riku Nishita digging in. Riku Nishita stands in after a single in his first at-bat against Davis Polo, who Polo's actually done well in finding the zone tonight. 22 pitches, 16 strikes. It's just been a scenario where the Ballers have been able to hit him well. First pitch from Polo to Nishita is upstairs for ball one. Ballers on top, 4-0, out hitting Augusta 4-0. That is about it. 1-0 on the way from Polo. Swung on, popped up down the line in third base area. Olsovsky after and makes the grab on the run for the out. It is a P5 four out number two. And now digging in shortstop Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez digs in. He singled on his own in a second spot in the lineup. Second batter Polo faced of the game. Ballers offense off to a good start this weekend in the return from a four-game hiatus. 4 days of relaxation for everyone in the Carolina League. Swing and a miss for strike one. Again, Monday through Thursday, these teams did not play. They were able to get some rest. Back in action this weekend until mid-September for most of the teams. 0-1 fouled off. It is nothing and two. And out comes Tim Siegelhead, groundskeeper. And the rain coming down big time here. Sanchez has time called on the 0-2. The rain coming down really hard now. Tim Siegelhead, groundskeeper, keeping a sharp eye on it. 0-2 on the way from Polo. Fastball up and in for a 1-2 count. Rain coming down pretty hard here. 1-2 from the line. Polo's pitch to Sanchez. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that is the third out. And out comes the crew. And here goes the tarp. As it looks like everyone's going to get the tarp on the field. The rain coming in. And we're going to go into a delay here as the tarp's coming out on the field. And we are going to go into a delay. Two innings complete in Kannapolis. Ballers up 4-0. And we are headed into a rain delay with a tarp being placed on the field. Tarp going out on the mound at home plate in the bullpens and out in the right field area. The rain coming down pretty hard here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Green Jackets have two innings complete, and we are headed to the top of the third with a delay in sight. And it doesn't look like we're going to get much of a break as far as the rain goes tonight. We'll see how much more we can go, but we will keep you posted, of course. Ballers and Green Jackets enter a delay just before the start of the top of the third. Again, two innings are complete, so it's not like we're resuming again in the middle of an inning, a middle of an at-bat, etc. We are truly resuming at the start of the third. We're through two complete innings tonight, and we'll go to the third. We'll keep you posted, of course, online and here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Elodi on the call for you, and we will keep you posted. In a delay, top of the third here in Kannapolis, 4-0 Ballers lead over Augusta. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
$700,000. Mr. Fitzgibbon, you know, we thought, well, I'll get back to you on that. I need to run that by the board. And he just, I remember he kind of, we could do that.
Yeah,
that way. And we were like, I think top. Tom said, well, we need a piece of property. And he said, well, you know what you need? Tom said, actually, this just came up for sale. And he said, well, let's get it. And Tom said, well, you know, we really don't have to. And Mr. Fitzgibbon looked at me and said, what? I'll buy half if you will. And I'm like, I would not do that. So what can I say? I said, okay. Sounds like
and it's good. My head is thinking I shouldn't have bought it.
All the way up to the ocean today. It's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen. This can't happen. But it did. The whole community and the Port Authority and the Chamber of Commerce, they proved that the naysayers wrong, that it did happen, it was successful.
Steve, what was the sense of the public as they learned about this? Obviously, our politicians, local officials, it was mixed, but...
I think with the public, it was mixed as well. I think there were some folks that were skeptical, some folks that thought it was really exciting. At our next state meeting, what came up from the guy at the podium said, well, if Canapolis could get a baseball team, wouldn't we? So it was a surprise from everybody all across the state of what was happening. Simply wouldn't happen without some belief in this function. So if I look around and see the ballpark and this magnificent facility, it could not have happened if it hadn't been there. All the people stand on the show. And if they could see, maybe up front with it, if they could see this thing spread into a cloud, what's happening today.
So let's talk about the construction of the ballpark now. Keith, I think we talked about it earlier. We think it could be a world record for the quickest ballpark that was ever built. But when did the shovel go in the ground?
It was the day after Labor Day. We were able to start. And this was very heavy. Right. Started to the last day after Labor Day. September 5th or something. And so that was the beginning. First pitch was already set. April something. We didn't know that exactly. April something. And so when the league got together, set their schedule, opening day, I think April 6th. As soon as we got to go ahead, we raised money to help support the construction of the stadium. So we had great bricks that we were selling. People had an opportunity to buy them to have great plaques put on the seats. I think that was one of our most successful pieces. We had a scale model of the stadium, simply what it was. At that first game,
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Augusta Green Jackets will not see any further action tonight. It is raining a little too much tonight, and the weather is coming down for sure. We will resume tomorrow's action in the top of the third inning. Again, nothing as far as resumption in the middle of an at-bat, middle of an anything. It's just a clean start from the top of the third. Ballers lead 4-0 against the Augusta Green Jackets, and they will resume tomorrow starting at 11:30 a.m. 11:30 a.m. tomorrow is your resumption time. Gates will open at 11 a.m. So 11:30 resumption time, 11 gates open. We will finish this game to the full length of 9 innings of baseball, and then tomorrow's game that is originally scheduled, we will get going after that at 7 innings. 45-minute break in between the games tomorrow. We will play a makeshift doubleheader tomorrow. Again, we will resume this game tonight, tomorrow at 11:30. We'll finish this out to 9 innings, and then tomorrow we will have 45 minutes after that, and then, and only then, will we play a 7-inning contest between the Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets. That'll do it for us tonight, though, in Kannapolis. Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow on the air on the Ballers Baseball Network at 11:30, of course, for the resumption tomorrow between these two sides. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Drop back into the broadcast tomorrow at 11:30 for the resumption of tomorrow's game from tonight. Ballers lead 4-0. They're out hitting Augusta 4-0. So we'll see how the rest of the game folds out tonight between the Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets. We'll see you tomorrow, 11:30, first pitch for the resumption of this game. A 45-minute break and then a 7-inning game to finish up the series between these two sides. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road. Stay dry for sure. And we will see you tomorrow for 11:30, first pitch. Have a great one.